Hey, what's poppin', y'all? This is Big C from the Movement Fam, representing Melbourne, Australia, all the way out here in Montreal, Canada. And right now, you're tuned in to Hip Hop Digest Show with my peoples, King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. Let's get it.
And there's plenty of people who speak out for the cops, for the establishment, and for authority. You got a whole channel devoted to that, Fox News channel. In fact, you got a lot of channels devoted to that. Mm-hmm. So even when the CNNs of the world do it, they assume that what the cops are saying is true, and it has to be disproven. You know, they've got all the weight of that they put on the scale on the side of authority figures. Well, if the cops say it, it's likely to be true. If the authority figures say it, it's likely to be true. Mm-hmm. But if you could somehow magically disprove it, and now, thank God, there is a little bit of magic called video that we now have on our smartphones, so you can see Eric Garner being choked to death. If you hadn't seen it, if there wasn't that camera in that park in Cleveland, you know what they originally called in Cleveland, the cops, saying that he was around 20 years old, over 20 years
old.
He's 12. But they're used to lying. They're used to making it up. Like a former Baltimore cop said on the Young Turks, said, do you think that African Americans have been lying for over 100 years about what they've been going through with the cops? That they were all lying? They all made it up? No, they all say it in all the different parts of the country because it's true. Yeah. That is what we do. But the rest of the media says, no, no, believe the cops first, believe the government first, believe the oppressors first. And then if you point out that oppression, how dare you? How dare you? Dare you? Dare you? Dare you? Dare you? Dare you? Dare you?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
Happy recording day.
So we yak.
Happy recording day, sir. Yeah. What'd you say? You got that yak?
Oh.
No, actually, this is that Petrol over here today.
Oh, okay. Some of that Petrol on.
Yeah, that.
I ain't highfalutin over here.
That ain't not anymore, B. This is, might as well be Zima.
Damn.
So that Petro ain't the shit no more.
Ain't like it used to be, brother.
Wow. All right, that was good. So anyway, want to give a shout out, to all the brothers on the text chain. Text chain is still popping heavily. Definitely want to give a shout out to. Before we get started, I was talking to one of my bulls, and he paid you a big compliment. You know, so that Swerve.
Who paid me a compliment?
Yeah, my boy Leonard Kiner paid you a huge compliment. He said that those Facebook mixes you be posting is on fire. He talking to me like I don't really know what time it is. He's like, yo, man, you know Irv Green? Yo, those mixes be stupid.
Wow.
And I was like, well, yeah, I kind of know about that. Shit.
Yeah, I do a show with that nigga every week.
Damn, yo, that's what's up. I appreciate it. I do it in hopes that somebody appreciates it, yo.
So he...
You know I'll do it.
Right.
So he really appreciates that. So I just wanted to drop that on you on what now. So,
Len
all right.
Rock.
Yeah, no doubt. Len Rock, my man. Igloo Ice. What's good?
Yes, right, sir. Igloo Ice.
No doubt. Let's just jump right into it, gentlemen. What do I got here? First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is RZA talks to Rick Rubin about his current relationship with the Wu-Tang Clan. It's always interesting when I see RZA out in the media, and then evidently, obviously, he's RZA, and they're going to bring up the Wu-Tang Clan and relationship. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of entanglements. You're dealing with a lot of people. You got television shows and scripts and everybody's going to want, you know, their 2 cents as far as that is concerned. But so he's talking to Rick Rubin on Rick Rubin's show. And this is one of the things. Is RZA foul for this? RZA talks about that You God is suing him. All right. And he said, you know, but You God's my brother and it don't really mean anything. And he gave an example of them being on tour in Australia, okay? And You Got credit card don't work. RZA said, I pulled out my credit card, put him in a suite and paid for the whole shit. Okay? Let you know that that's my brother, even though he's suing me. But we're all in a good space and we're able to separate business from how we feel about each other. I don't know. I kind of thought it was some backslapping shit where he just gonna be like, yo, it make you guy look like he broke. He got y'all in Australia, no guap, and his credit card don't work. And here come RZA, like the label owner. Here you go, son. Let me take care of that for you. What's good?
I'm listening to you, B. You was the only one pretty much on the show that had RZA's back for the most part. He was like, yeah, I don't know if RZA really that foul. I think all them niggas, they was grown men type shit.
Really? And
they entered into that shit on their own.
That was my position?
That was your position. I remember that position, my nigga. Now to hear you kind of coming over to my side of town.
Now I do remember your position, because you like that nigga RZA foul.
Yes, sir. I still feel that way. I mean, business is business. I get it. And that's how he feel. He on a pimp type shit. I mean, these my hoes. I mean, I love them, but they my hoes. Business is business.
I don't think he carrying it like that, yo.
Yeah, I don't
think. If he pulling out his credit card to pay for some shit, when a nigga can't pay for it himself.
You wouldn't do that for me?
Oh, hell yeah, I'd do it for you.
See, so it might be that same thing.
But he's saying the nigga's suing him, though.
Yeah, me and you would have to have one of our love talks before we get to the suing part.
Right. It wouldn't even get to that suing part.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy, that part, yeah.
I think RZA... Again, this whole thing, and there's a history of all kinds of lawsuits, you know, Meth and Ray and guys suing RZA, you know what I'm saying, and suing his brother. And, you know, the business of the Wu-Tang Clan has been ugly at times, you know, and cats certainly want to get their fair share. I don't know, B, you know, the politics of hip hop, or not the politics, the optics of hip-hop, of rap sometime, could be skewed. And when you put that, again, you put that out there, like, yeah, we in Australia performing at the Sydney Opera House, and this nigga credit card don't work. I don't know if that needed to be said.
Yeah.
He could have just...
That right there, when you look at it like that, yeah, he could have kept that in-house. He didn't have to put that out there for the whole world to hear.
Right.
He could have left that, like, okay, that happened between us, and that's family, and I took care of it, no problem.
Right.
He's suing me. So even bringing up the lawsuit, he shouldn't even be brought up. What the hell we need to know that for?
Well, he was asked a question on the Rick Rubin show. So, I mean,
he
maybe...
He had to answer that shit. It could have been like, well, my lawyers told me not to talk about it.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. No doubt. I don't know, man. I just, wow. If that was my position, that RZA really wasn't that bad, maybe I am coming around. Seemed like it was a lot of unnecessary comments there about credit cards not working, and I'm coming to the rescue to prove that, you know, we're more of a solid, you know, unit. So I don't know. Again, shout out to the entire Wu, including RZA, you know.
Oh, of course. But like he said, business is business. And RZA, on the business side, is foul, my nigga. Mm.
Well, no doubt.
I know, Kurt. And I'm sorry, I don't want to drag this out. I really don't. But I always mention this for any artist of any genre. If you ain't looking at your contract or getting your contract right, you might as well be TLC, yo.
But there's a big ass butt in the room. It's not like TLC. TLC got fucked by somebody they didn't know. They just got into the deal and went in thinking, okay, we're going to be stars, and thinking that we're going to be big stars, we're going to make money because we trust her, because she told us we can trust her. RZA, yeah, on the other hand, was like their brother. They grew up together, coming up, making this shit from nothing to something. And we was family. All of us is family. That's the thing that fucks me up. We are supposed to be a family here, and then you fuck your brother?
And there have been so many instances of that where label owners and CEU guys, I mean, nah, it's different, yo, we a family over here. You know, I hear Master P talking that family shit. I hear Coons talking that family shit. J2. You know, I hear a lot of niggas talking that we family shit. And next thing you know, their brother is scrambling. Actually, that's going to run us into the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest. Young Buck literally has no money to his name. According to the court report, Young Buck has filed for bankruptcy, and the court documents show exactly how dire his situation is. I guess he still signed a G-Unit because it says at least on the report, but I don't know. So the G-Unit rapper reportedly has no money to his name. They said Buck's only source of income is from a copyrighted mixtape, 10 Bricks, 10 Bodies, 10 Bullets, and said that he made $35,000 from that mixtape, which is not enough to pay his $50,000 tax lien and his $106,000 child support enforcement bill. Ooh, boy, I tell you, the optics in rap when you're broke is unforgiving. Unforgiving. It would be an absolute miracle if this gentleman would ever have a career. And it's a shame because Buck is really not a bad MC.
No.
So to me, you're missing the gorilla unit in the building. You're
okay.
Missing that whole shit.
I am? Okay.
So, and I'm not saying that 50 and Young Buck were like the Wu-Tang brothers.
No, they weren't.
But you... No, and I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that you would think on a grander level that we would take care of our own and not fuck over our own. But it is what it is. So again, yeah, Young Buck, yeah, I'm looking as who I am saying, damn, yo, you should have had some attorney look at that fucking contract. Because you, if you ain't got no dough after you became almost a household name, you signed the wrong contract. But, you know, 50 is an executive who's no different than Rick Ross or any other random label head owner. They're going to get theirs. Just like the people who they signed to get these other underlings. You know, it's a fucked up business. What's the rule number?
4,080. Record companies are shady.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
It is, and it's called a fuck it. All that come behind me.
Yeah, no
that's
doubt.
That's exactly what it is. No, I got fucked, so I'm gonna fuck the next guy.
I got to think, I got to think that again at the height of G-Unit. And think about G-Unit, I always think about what could have been, you know, when you got, you know, 50 and Game and the talent. That's, I always think about what could have been, but that's neither here nor there.
That 50's level of pettiness is just beyond fucking recognition. You can't even go to that level of petty. The only nigga that could be more petty than him is Trump.
Same family.
That type of petty, my nigga. He can't let nothing go.
Yeah, I received that. I have no conjecture. I received that 1,000. So, no doubt. I have no conjecture with that, yo. Shout out to Young Buck, y'all. Hope it gets better for a kid, yo.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? So. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the height of laziness. The height of laziness journalism. The height of laziness from an artist that we haven't mentioned in an awful long time. But we are going to Ludacris names his top rappers of all time. Now, of course, you know, I look at that and I'm like, okay, I'm going to look at it. But I'm probably going to go past it because it's trolling, if you will. So I'm going to go buy it. But then, here we go. Another list. But it also said Tupac and Biggie weren't on the list. Like, you gotta have these two niggas on the list, or it ain't an official list. That's the laziness and the journalism part. But laziness, when it comes to Ludacris, I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding. kidding me, yo? Just another star who's really probably not listening to hip-hop of any sort. But here we go. He names on the list Andre 3000, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Eminem, and Lil Wayne. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. Really? You better than that, Holmes. But I guess you got to go out the lazy way.
Like you said, he don't listen to hip-hop. He's not, like, into hip-hop like that. I mean, maybe when he was working at that radio station back in the day, maybe he was listening to more hip-hop back then. But this nigga ain't listening to hip-hop, dude. He's going to go by whatever the top niggas in the game are, whoever he thought was nice. That's who he's going to go with.
B, here's what I can't understand. For you, King Killer, okay. I'm looking at you, and I see the angst. I want to ask you, why the fuck does it matter? Why do you let it affect you? Like, this is fucking ludicrous, nigga. What do you think he was going to say?
When it's was ludicrous, he famous? Nigga.
I would think that a guy like himself, who in the terms now, when it's all said and done, to me, I think Ludacris himself is a little undervalued when it comes to top lyricist stock. I think he's a little undervalued.
Luda's nice. I can't front. Luda is nice.
Damn, top stock, nigga.
Where? I didn't say. Well, I wasn't
you said
putting
top
him.
Stock, nigga.
I said. Did I say top stocks?
Yes, you did.
I don't think I said that. But if I did, I thought that. I'm thinking that his personal stock is a little undervalued. When we look at the landscape and people are naming guys, Luda never really gets named. I think that he was better than that not to be named. I think his stock is a little undervalued. 100? No,
is
he's
top 100.
It depends on where you came in at.
Okay, all right, work with me.
Okay,
is he top 50?
Top 50. He couldn't squeeze into my top 50.
I don't know.
Because my top 50 would go deeper than that.
Yes, and that's the thing. I don't think he goes top 50, but certainly he is top 100. Okay. I could put him in a top 100.
Put a whole lot of very nice in the top 100.
Oh, I was going to say, I think he's very nice, but the problem with Luda, the reason why he didn't get a lot of respect because he was so pop and did a lot of commercial shit.
Yeah, but a lot of people did a lot of commercial shit. I mean, the point I'm saying is the intellectual dishonesty with this nigga is astounding. And you say, why does it affect me? And I only say that is that he should be repping slightly for himself. You know, I know it wasn't about him, but slightly for himself as a guy who, to me, again, I'm going to say it again, I think is a little undervalued. But, you know, naming these names is saying that I'm not listening to any music. I'm not really even into current hip-hop. Now, granted, I know he can't name current trap guys. I get that. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't expect him to be. You got Wayne on that list?
Son, I'm going to have to... A lot of people think Wayne is very nice, son. I know that he doesn't fall into that list for us. Okay. Wayne couldn't crack our top 200.
Okay, but
he wouldn't even get in.
But let alone
a lot of niggas, Wayne is top 10, top 25.
But let alone, and then you take Wayne off the list. You're right, G. That's a separate conversation. But Andre 3000, okay. I'm not mad at that. I mean, but that's the usual. I can't think of anybody, but I'm going to say Three Stacks, and that is the usual. I mean, the Jay-Z. Come on, B. Fucking Hove. I'm not saying that in, like, Hove isn't a top lyricist, but I'm like, oh, my God. And it's not just Luda. It's most commercial artists.
The problem with what you just said, you just answered your own question.
Ah, okay.
You said that's the problem with most commercial artists. So who you think they're going to name?
Commercial artists.
There you go.
So that's what's up, man. You know, shout out to Luda. I mean, you know, that's interesting. I wonder what the text chain will think about me saying Luda stock is a little undervalued. You know,
you might catch a beat down, B. I'm just saying that. I mean, okay, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at it different because that's why I started. Is he in the top 100? Y'all said yes.
I'm gonna give him a top 100 slot.
Okay, and to me, Ludacris being in the top 100 from two of the Hip Hop Digest show co-hosts, I'm gonna give him that. But the top 100 is not undervaluing Ludacris, yo.
Okay. Okay. All right.
When we talk in top 100, when we got to 50, you was like, oh, well, right? But if we talk in top 100, if you saying he's like number 8, just arbitrarily, if you're saying he's number 89, I'm not going to argue that shit. Like, okay, nigga, next. But if you're trying to put him in like number 28, I'm like, are you fucking bugging?
That's what I was trying to get at. Okay.
But that's why I said when we started this conversation out, I said it depends on where you came in at. For niggas from our age group, Ludacris is top 100 at best. From niggas from our age group. A lot of niggas won't even crack our top 100 from our age group.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you go younger than us, Ludacris can crack that top 50.
Commercially, yes.
Commercially, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's why him and Nelly had a battle. Or not battle. A record listening a few weeks ago.
Yes, there you go. They had a record listening party.
They did? I didn't know. I didn't know. So that's what's up, yo. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is where are we at here? Oh shit! At the start of the show, your man E Color brang in. It was a Facebook posting by your one Luther Campbell. All right.
Shout out to Cornbread Slim.
Oh, is that where you got it from?
He sent it to us. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Cornbread Slim, of course. So, talking about Luther Campbell, so he's up there talking about 30 years ago, I guess today, tonight, or this week, is when he said he went to jail for hip-hop. And for those of you who don't know, we're talking about the album was released in 1989, but we're talking about Nasty As They Wanna Be LP with this hit single, Me So Horny. All right? And so, for those of you who are too young and don't know the story, we've covered it several times on the Digest, but it is a very good story in terms of hip-hop history. One Luther Campbell and the Two Live Crew have a record out. This is their third LP, As Nasty As They Wanna Be, 1989. Hit single, Me So Horny. A young white girl goes into the store to buy the record. Her dad is the attorney by the name of Jack Thompson, finds the record obscene, says that his young daughter shouldn't have been able to buy it. All right. Spurs a whole entire lawsuit. I mean, you got federal court judges and everybody involved. They deem the record, what was they calling that shit back then?
Explicit.
Indecent.
Oh, shit.
Yes, they deemed the record indecent, okay?
They had to put paper bags over that shit.
Exactly. They were treating that shit like hustlers and shit, you know what I mean? Stickers and shit.
Niggas in the back room.
Right.
Motherfuckers looking around like, hey, can I get that new Luther Campbell?
It's funny because nowadays porn is just so everyday, you know what I mean?
Right.
But back then in 89, yo, like I heard you say, yo, they was putting bags, it was explicit stickers on that shit. You know, literally it was like you had to go down to your local sneak and peek just to buy it, you know what I mean?
Man. We're at the rental video store, they used to have a whole little section with a curtain.
Right. So anyway, Luther himself, he gets locked up for obscenity charges for an obscene album, the whole situation. But during this video rant or whatever, he is saying that nobody came to his aid. No Russell Simmons, no none of the guys who were huge, no Lee R. Cohen. They were basically the two biggest guys in the room at that point anyway when it came down to hip-hop labels. This is 89, so, you know, this is before Coons and everybody else that you may know of now. So he said nobody really came to his defense. But I'm listening to the video, and it's a little disingenuous, okay? It's only disingenuous in the fact that what he said about no one coming to his defense and then blackballing him is not necessarily true, okay? Because that led to him getting a major label deal and distribution deal with Atlantic Records, okay? Nasty As They Want to Be ended up going crazy platinum. Matter of fact, it was the only Southern album to go platinum. And matter of fact, it was the first and only Southern album to go platinum at that time in 1989. So, you know, Luke talking about he's selling the records out the back of his trunk and, you know, only niggas, you know, in Miami was really repping for him and it's that and the third. I find that just a little disingenuous. The Source magazine had Luther Campbell on the cover several times and listed him as the most important person in hip hop. So to say that he wasn't getting support and was not true, I think he was a little disingenuous about that. You want to speculate on that, Swerve?
I kind of feel you, you know, on the facts of the matter, but I looked at it as a bigger picture. Oh. And I think Luke was is frustrated for not getting his props. That's what I got.
Okay,
out of it.
Yes. Now I'll give him that. Yes, he is you talk about undervalued.
Yeah.
In terms of hip-hop history. But that goes along with a pet peeve of mine that I believe that Miami and the entire Miami-based genre is undervalued. And I'm still going to continually ride that horse. I think it's criminal that, you know, people want to talk about Southern rap music history and they want to talk about Atlanta. Or then they may want to talk about Houston or something like that, which is all fine and dandy, but they never fucking talk about Miami. Almost to the point that, I don't know what documentary it was, but I know it had something to do with Atlanta, sort of say that Miami was a layup for Atlanta's eventual ascension to the throne. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
That was that Netflix shit.
Yeah, nigga, I was heated behind that shit.
I'm sorry, seeing that, like I said, I heard you saying, and we know you went to jail, Uncle Luke, and here at the Hip Hop Digest, we always give props, as eloquently just described by King Killer, but and as a whole in hip hop, I mean, this nigga is still talking about Suge Knight. But we don't talk about Uncle Luke and Luke Skywalker Records. What was the other shit? What was Skywalker Records? What did he do after? He changed the name, right?
We had to change the name because George Lucas sued him.
Right. But so we talking about Luke Skywalker Records with the feet on the fucking
on the
records
clouds.
And shit.
Yes.
Yeah. On the clouds, right. So, I mean, goddamn, if you know hip-hop like you supposed to fucking know hip-hop, you without question give Miami, and when you talk about Miami, you talk about Uncle Luke. So, but I think he's literally just feeling that he's not getting the respect that he deserves, and as of this date, until our boy Rocky Bacano, our family, Rocky Bacano and them get this whole the hip-hop joint together, he's not going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or BET Vanguard Award and none of that shit.
Well,
but he deserves it.
Well, right, and that's what it really gets down to. Yeah, I think that. Well, a number one, maybe, and this is just, and this is a far flung excuse. You know, Luke has been and can be a bit of a blowhard, so people may not want to give him, you know, props because he can be a blowhard. But other than that being said, the Miami scene was intricate, okay? There is no Atlanta, there is no Houston, there's none of y'all niggas if Miami doesn't do what they do, okay? And Luke and the members of 2 Live Crew, as well as other songwriters and producers and everybody else, and, you know, Jam Pony mixtape and everybody else who fucking gets no props, okay? But they need to. And that's just, again, a personal pet peeve of mine. But, you know, I digress. Yo, shout out to Luke. You know, it is, and you know, and even us, you know, without that video being forwarded, we would have walked past a very momentous anniversary in hip hop that, hey, you know.
Yeah, he said 30 years ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, the record came out in 89 and all of this shit took place in 90.
Yeah, he said 30 years ago he went to jail for hip hop.
Right.
And niggas don't give him props for what he did.
Correct.
Well, let's look at the whole pie then, not just that slice. He went to jail for fucking citizenship in the United States. Because they was getting into that censorship shit, yo. And as we always talk about slippery slopes, they could have fucked. There would be no FX channel with all that shit they be doing on there or none of this other shit. So I really think he deserves more credit than he's given. He is talking about underrated, undervalued.
A whole lot more credit.
Shit.
Right.
Way
undervalued. Right. And
so niggas would not even be cussing on records right now. Hell, would we even be able to cuss right now on a fucking podcast?
Well, it was, and you can't, again, undervalue that because, again, you got to remember, you know, and there were records before that, and I remember in 84, you know, Tipper Gore and all this Prince, Darling Nikki shit, you know, and the ridiculous, and his parents' research council, and the motherfuckers is listening to records and shit or whatever. Prince did not go to jail. You know, he did not get locked up. I mean, they sent federal marshals to pick up Luke shit. You know what I mean?
Ice-T didn't get locked
Ice-T up. Ice-T didn't go to jail, yes.
With that cop killer shit. NWA went to jail.
Well, they got a federal letter. They didn't go to jail.
They got a letter.
They got a letter.
They got arrested at one concert. They got arrested. One of the concerts.
Really? Okay, but nah, not like Luke.
We're not talking about jail.
Yeah, not like jail. And then, of course, he has to fight federal charges. He has to go to the appellate court. That costs a lot of money. This ain't no bail, you know, you get out on your own recognizance shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
Again, shout to Luke, yo. Shout to Luke. Shout to the entire Miami hip-hop scene. You certainly will always have an advocate and an ally in one King Killer.
Well, let's say the Hip Hop Digest show. Okay. We all in.
No doubt. No doubt about it. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a local rest in peace. Rest in peace to Tyra Womack. And I know nobody knows who she is, but I felt, you know, that I had to give her a shout out. She was an announcer on WEAA, Morgan State University Radio, Gospel Grace. And I listen to Gospel Grace a lot, you know. And she was on that program for 30 years, okay? I'm going to say rest in peace to her. Unfortunately, the details are grisly. She was fatally shot last Wednesday night outside of her home. Baltimore police said that basically her death was senseless and a tragic murder, and it appears to have stemmed from a neighborhood dispute. Just absolutely horrible.
Senseless.
Yeah, just, I can't even believe it. I can't even believe that I'm reading that, yo, because I listened to, well, you know, WEAA. I mean.
Oh, of course.
You know, saying, shout out to Morgan State. You know, rest in peace to Tyra Womack, you know, just senseless. Also, we got another rest in peace. Rest in peace to Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters. Obviously, she was best known for, obviously, she started the Pointer Sisters. Their first hit around 1973 yielded the hit, the Yes We Can. You might want to check that breakbeat on there. And the Pointer Sisters went on to have massive hit records. But Bonnie herself actually left the group in the late 70s, I believe. So I don't think she participated in the giant hits of the 80s. But all that being said, if you want to catch her, you can catch her on the You Gotta Believe part of the 1976 movie Car Wash where Richard Pryor jumps out the limo and he does the whole paid preacher thing, but the Pointer Sisters are up there singing the breakbeat again, You Gotta Believe. I think Ice, wasn't that Ice Cube who used that joint?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I actually have that record. I have to pull that out and whatnot. So, again, we want to say rest in peace to Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters. We salute you and your life. Two queens we lost this week.
Yes.
Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Nicki Minaj defends working with 6ix9ine. And she goes on to say, none of you niggas is on the block. So,
I don't even bring. How does she know?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't know.
She ain't on the block.
Right. I only bring this up in the fact that Nicki Minaj, who, again, as we were covering on this show week in and week out, the demise of her career, as I call it, a brick by brick takedown, but she is doubling down, saying that all you street niggas, you know, act like, you know, that if a rat ass executive called you for a deal, that you wouldn't take it. Saying and defending her work with 6ix9ine and saying that y'all niggas really don't know what this is. It's business. And right now, 6ix9ine is generating a lot of business and a lot of cash. And Minaj is saying she's betting that she can stem the tide of any other female MC when her new records bust out with 6ix9ine. The only reason why I'm covering this is the fact that isn't this a further illusion of the hustle? These phony ass hustle niggas on the mic and shit. You know, obviously you have a lot of people in an uproar that's talking about this nigga a rat. So what? Y'all whole shit was phony to begin with.
B, I don't know if anybody who's listening right now remembers or even fucked with Tecmo Bowl, but all I see is her just fucking running around the fucking field scrambling. Fucking scrambling all the fuck over the field. Like, goddamn, yo.
Yeah,
fuck,
I mean...
Fuck the Tecmo Bowl, nigga. She's even old schooler than that, nigga. She the motherfucking niggas that's on a shaking-ass bowl. Just plug it in and start shirt shaking.
Oh, shit.
And niggas start rolling all over the place.
Shit.
The vibrating board. Damn.
Yes.
Okay, there's no question about that, yo. She is absolutely scrambling for props.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, dude. She is all over the place, my nigga.
She's actually scrambling for props. But look, let me tell you something. But you knew it was going to happen this way. At least all of us on the Hip Hop Digest know she's going to have a situation. She's going to have her run. E-Color, you used to be on this shit and used to be amazed. Oh, she's got 10 BET Best Rapper Awards in a row or something.
Wait. I was not amazed by that shit.
No.
I was crying that shit. Like, get that bullshit out of here.
No, and that's the point. I didn't mean to say that you were amazed by that, but you, in the fact that you were like, fuck this. How could this be?
Exactly. Yes, that's what I was, exactly like that.
How could this be? And, you know, and I'm sitting up here, and there's a picture of her, you know what I'm saying, obviously standing beside that nigga, you know, the whole bra panty set up, and I'm just like, yo, B, you know, this shit is so fucking horrendous, you know, but... You know, we're still in the midst of a high and minded social media game here. And this is what this is. And they're both of them are tripling down on you could talk that rap shit, this real rap shit. But this is what moves the needle.
And that's all she's betting on right now. She's saying, you know what? I'm a gamble on this nigga because if I can just get just a little bit of the spotlight that this nigga has gotten, I'm going to be all right.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you got these other broads out there embroiled in label controversies themselves. So records is stalled, concerts is on hold. So you got to go back to the tried and true bra and panties. You know what I mean?
might tell her Black Lives Matter, yo.
Yo, ain't that the truth, yo?
Change your paradigm, yo.
Man.
God damn, hey, just put some motherfucking clothes on.
Nah, that's B. It.
Nah, B. Uh-uh. No, sir. Damn. Gooba.
Oh, shit. You don't leave shit to the imagination, do you?
Gooba.
Well, you can't just fault her on that because there's a whole lot of that out here.
Oh, B, that is the norm, my nigga. If you even, ain't even doing that shit, something wrong with you.
Even the one married to that hip-hop dude, yeah. You can barely find her with gear on.
B, that is the norm, my nigga. If you're not doing it, something wrong with you.
Mm. Shit. All right, I'm going to get out. I got to get out of that.
They said it's just about to decay.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, I got to get out, you know. Next time we're on Hip Hop Digest, I can't even believe I've seen this one. Drake's producer, 40 Shabib, responds to Pusha T's diss track. About 2.5 years late, I might add, but he was getting interviewed in the Rolling Stone magazine where he said the producer said that song made him feel like shit, quote unquote. And of course, we all know Drake's decrying of this, and which is, again, like I said, but 40 himself had really, for the most part, remained silent. Okay. But 40, you know, he dabbles in a little bit of a dog whistle. Okay. And he goes on to say that people love to say, like, rap purist, or people who just love confrontation, that there are no rules to this shit. But there are fucking rules to this shit. Basically, you can't really say anything about this is an illness. You know, this is in poor taste. You know, this is the ultimate in poor taste. But he did dabble in a little bit of dog ears by saying, again, rap purist. What do you mean by that? Does he mean backpack niggas? Does he mean niggas who don't particularly care for his brand of commercial rap? I mean, who's he talking about?
I mean, he's probably talking about niggas like us and niggas that listen to shit like us, of course. But coming from him, I will give him a pass because he was talking about that nigga. So for him to actually respond and say something after being quiet, I'll give him a pass for that, for saying what he had to say. Because, yeah, he was talking about him, and he, like, the record did make him feel like shit because he has an illness, and this nigga went at him. And he like, why the fuck you talking about me? I ain't do shit to you. Why you talking about me? So I get where he's coming from, so I'll give him a pass, but no passes for Drake.
Son, I'm sorry. I can't issue any passes on that. I think that he, you know, I'm sorry, yo. These non-educated guys who come in, and what I mean by education, I mean, B, we've covered this on the show. There have been ghoulish, and I mean ghoulish, bars, and he's not the first person who had an illness who got talked about. You know, rest in peace, Prodigy. They got on him on that sickle cell, you know what I mean?
And Tupac.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Come on, man. I mean, you know, I know you guys are a little sensitive, you know, up above the northern border. Not that you ain't got thugs up there, not that you ain't got shooters. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying y'all seem to be, a whole lot of y'all motherfuckers seem a lot of fucking sensitivity and shit, you know? I mean, come on. It's a fucking diss record, yo. I mean, fuck. I mean, I'm sorry, B, you know, and that's not to make light of his illness. You know, I know people with MS. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not a situation, but come on, you know, fucking get your man and shit and double up and shit and put some return fire. You know what I mean? Fucking participate and shit. Stop trying to stand on the fucking sidelines and be like, you know, you guys, man, you know, we're selling a lot of records. We're making people feel good, man. Respect that. I mean, get the fuck out of here, yo. I mean, come on. I see you over there swerving and shit.
Oh, yeah, because first of all, I really ain't got a motherfucking thing to say about nothing that got to do with Drake and that fucking 2-year-old the fuck diss record. Unless well, I'm but he giving got... props to Pusha T. Fuck that. Fuck that, yo. That shit was 2 years ago.
Well, he fuck just up.
I don't care.
He just got interviewed in Rolling Stone.
I don't give a fuck. This is Drake's boy, nigga. You had access. Even with that fucking OG call that happened, maybe he was told to shut the fuck up then, so shut the fuck up now, yo. 2 years old, why are we wasting this time? Shit.
The nigga was asked a question.
Right.
Fuck that.
So he answered the question.
Fuck out of here. Nobody gives a fuck. Sorry, you're sick. Sick. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Fucking record, yo. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God. That.
I'm giving that nigga a pass. Straight up, I'm giving him a pass. I know y'all niggas ain't, but I'm going to give him a pass because he was talking about him. And the nigga is like, I ain't never done shit to this nigga. I don't know him. So why the fuck is he mentioning me in any kind of way? So I give him a pass for coming up with what he said. Because that's like any one of you niggas, if y'all in the rap game and a nigga mention y'all daughter and say some shit about your daughter, and your daughter get in and be like, well, I don't know why he said something about me. And then the nigga be like, man, fuck his daughter. She shut the fuck up and make a diss record. You'd be mad as a motherfucker. So, yeah, I'm talking about
a grown-ass man.
Yeah,
fuck
see,
that.
Exactly. And two, we've been there, too. What is more ghoulish than condom on the baby car seat? What's more ghoulish than that? You know?
That was super ugly.
Exactly. I mean, so...
Or any of that shit from Ice Cube. On that fucking no Vaseline. Any of that shit, yo. I mean, and you said the ultimate. Fucking Tupac with that dumbass shit he talking about. Come on. Get the fuck out of here, yo.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah, B. For me, I'm going to defend. See, to me, this is a hip-hop value thing. We can say in individual lines and bars were more ghoulish. Was the multiple sclerosis bar ghoulish? Okay, if you want to describe it as that, I don't have a problem with the description of it. But to try to say that this is a violation of a rule that you feel like, oh, well, you know, we're selling millions of streams and, you know, you guys got to respect that. We want to change the pattern. We don't want that rap anymore. No,
and
you
I'm,
don't.
And I'm
no,
not with
fuck
that.
That. You don't get to say that, Holmes.
That's not what I'm saying. Now, if you think I'm giving him a pass for hip-hop, hell no. I'm giving him a pass for speaking his mind about the situation. That's what I'm giving him
but
a pass.
But I'm just saying,
2 years
trying
later.
As far as trying to change hip-hop and trying to change the rules of hip-hop, nah, nigga, nah, fuck that.
Well, let me tell you right now, B. So that's why I bring up that particular line when he said, people like to say, again, like rap purist. Okay, that's the crux of this whole fucking thing. Who the fuck you talking to? Or who you talk? Okay, fine. You might be talking to, like you said, about guys like us. Okay?
Right.
I mean, when Tim Dog made Fuck Compton, I'm sure probably MC8 and a lot of people who live in Compton who never diss fucking Tim Dog. Like, what the fuck you mean, Fuck Compton? He said, fuck Compton. So the entire Compton probably felt like they needed to respond. That's hip hop.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, I don't know if the people in Manhattan, you know, maybe they didn't like it when Snoop and them niggas in the video was knocking down buildings. But that's hip hop.
Come back, respond.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
About that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if guys appreciated LL talking about leaving his drawers in your hamper. I'm just saying. You know, and that's where I got an issue. Again, 40 and his man, you know, mega hits and generations love him and super money, but rap purists, I will not let you try to come in and think we gonna get change the rules and get soft on shit because you got offended because you unfortunately, and I mean that with all heart, unfortunately, that you know, have to deal with that illness. That's a serious thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole different situation.
And on a human level, you know, I'm sorry for that. You know what I mean? That's just like anything else. You know what I'm saying? But
that's where I was at.
Okay.
I was giving him, on a humanity level, I was giving him a pass, saying I understand why he's saying something. I'm giving him that pass for that. But as far as hip hop, nigga, you get no level of pass for hip hop. But I was giving him a pass for speaking his mind and saying what he had to say because it hurt him personally.
This may be unfair and apples and oranges, but I'm going to have to go find me something to see if Prodigy spoke out about Tupac in that line, in that record.
Well,
I'm going to have to look for that.
I mean, I don't, well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But, you know, there was a, again, and these are just, these are fans of this particular artist and the stands of that soft, cuddly genre that they come from, you know. Oh, yeah. You know, oh, we shouldn't be rapping about that. Oh, stop. That come from them. You know what I mean?
Well, it's going to be hard-pressed to find a lot of niggas that actually dissed Tupac and went at Tupac. Because niggas knew Tupac was a machine. he would not stop.
But it doesn't matter. Because in hip-hop, the thing that made, again, it's hip-hop to be self-regulating is a response is met with a response. Now, of course, look, anything you can look at that, when a response was met with a response on record, it made for the best. When a response was met with a response and violence and then people started losing their lives or whatever, yo, that's horrible. That's some different shit. You know, and because and that comes from having different mindsets. You know, we learned about our California brothers out there when it came to a certain level of gang representation. Maybe us on the East Coast didn't really know about that, but we learned about that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We learned about it the hard way.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I'm saying hip-hop, we done been through too much, okay? And with this come to, you know, you want to walk around and shit and talk about gold toilets and shit at the top of the mountain, nigga? Return fire, nigga. Or to shut the fuck up.
Basically. And receive that OG call for the fuck ever.
Oh, my God, nigga. Man, I'm sorry, man, but real talk, and I don't want that to get overlooked, and I want to give Swerve, you know, 1,000% shouts for this, yo. A fucking OG call was made, and niggas was told, shut the fuck up. That has nothing fucking to do with hip-hop, B.
Nope.
Return fire.
Don't fuck up this money, B.
Oh, okay. Well, see, here you go. Then, you know, pull up your gold, you know, shit, your gold blankets and shit, and lay in the bed, and gold milk and cookies and shit on a gold platter, nigga, and shut the fuck up and enjoy that riches. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear no fucking complaints about this shit, about the moral, you know, morally we shouldn't be dabbling in that, you know? Nah, B.
Pop lost his morals a long time ago.
You know, hip hop can have morals and hip hop can be righteous and hip hop is not all things to all people. But again, that rap purist line does not go unnoticed because I know the type of dog whistle cats is trying to run with that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get in and I'm going to get out of this. It lets me know that the quote unquote rap purist backpackers, New York loving boom bap dinosaurs still is a thorn in that motherfucker's paw.
Exactly.
We are a thorn in that motherfucker's paw. And I take great pride in that.
maybe they was hoping the corona was going to take all us niggas out. Y'all old motherfuckers, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, that's all them new kill 'em niggas, because they got to come back after all of this Black Lives Matters and and police brutality, how niggas gonna come back talk about killing niggas and selling drugs?
Oh, I don't.
They're gonna do it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna be talking about they was
getting money in doing this coronavirus.
Yes, so. Exactly. Yeah. And shit.
He was hand to hand in doing the corona?
Nigga out here with rubber gloves on. Fuck it. I'm out here doing it.
Yep. Real talk, yo. That corona shit got job made it easier to really get my hustle game up, yo. There wasn't no cops around.
And then if I did, they was around. I had a mask on. They couldn't tell who the fuck I was anyway.
Yeah, you're going to hear them stories, B. So the street corner ain't woke yet.
Griselda. I guess we'll see.
I B. At this point, again, how many people at least did what Conway did? Conway had bars on that. Okay.
We gave it respect.
I'm just saying, how many cats did what he did? He actually had bars on that. Okay. I'm hearing crickets from the rest of them niggas.
I've never dissed their bars, but we'll see.
I'm just saying.
We'll see when shit opens back up.
But I ain't heard crickets from the rest of them niggas, though. I'm just letting that be on record.
You know what's also interesting about that, since we talked about that? You know, because niggas rarely be in the studio together. Niggas be sending each other beats and fucking... What do you call them shits when niggas be sending the pieces of the fucking record to each other? Y'all niggas
stems,
do that shit.
Stems.
The stems, yeah. Niggas can send stems every fucking where. We ain't got no new music. We ain't got no shit cracking off.
Again, like I said, unfortunately, your boy Freddie, like we talked about last week, your boy Freddie Gibbs, put down music at the worst possible time. Maybe cats are saying, you know what, better hold that album and shit until things start to, yeah.
They don't make no money off of that streams and shit anyway. Yeah. They make their money
on the road.
Shows and
right,
shit.
Exactly. So maybe people are holding back, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what's good. So I guess we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous.
All right.
Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right, this week we got Fat Father, King Father. That's Fat Father, King Father, Stand Up Detroit. Then we got The Perfect Color Combination, Read Between the Lines. That's The Perfect Color Combination, Read Between the Lines. Then the instrumental joint is Astro Night and Select Cuts, Lost Africa. That's Astro Night and Select Cuts, Lost Africa.
All right. That's good. All right, gentlemen. I don't have anything further to say. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. Good. The world is opening back up. What we gonna do?
Well, shit, they kind of rushed to get shit open up out this motherfucker, too.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I'm kind of interested to find out about that new fucking, that new shit you talking about that might as well be Zima. Patron Zima.
Oh, shit. No, it's the regular. It's regular Patron, but it's just not, it's to me.
Oh, okay.
It has lost its appeal. Because there's other things that are, a little bit better that I have tasted.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what's good.
Your palate has gotten a little bit more exquisite.
It's just, if you're going to do it.
All right, y'all. Peace. I'm out.
All right. Peace.
One.
Worry about my son, and I'm worried about other little black boys and girls.
Senator, you need to stop.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. What the hell are you gonna do? Shoot me?
I've been smoking weed to keep my mind clear. Let my money double, let it bubble like a Montclair. Vacations on a timeshare, escaping all the madness from fake love, crabs in the barrel, swine with badges. The hood can have you trapped in, and everybody trapping. But the only thing that's promised to blacks was death and taxes. They want us to be goners. It's hotter than a sauna, but we acclimate to hate that could transform into trauma. Can't take it any longer. The hood been getting gentrified. Murder, we desensitized. When it comes to doing crime, it feel like we incentivized. Babies having babies. babies. And kids are using drugs like recreation in the 80s. And driving mothers crazy. She clutching on the Bible. Where we from, it's like a cycle. He got locked and he got killed. It's like a struggle for survival. But what do you expect? Barely living check to check. All you left with is your stress. When you see him, they upset. That's why. That's why. That's why. That's why. And it's hard for us to get straight. When blacks killing blacks, we just victims of our self-hate. Don't wanna see the next wake. I'd rather see you woke. Killing one another just because you get provoked. And you laughing like it's jokes. But the system's democratic, but oppression systematic. Cops shooting little kids like it's a game of target practice. With no punishment, how could you trust the government? Another man killed, just imagine how his mother feel. She drink away the pain cause liquor stores on every block. And just to keep it real, feel like shit will never stop. The racism and prejudice, no way to get ahead of it. It's just the dark truth, when America's your residence. Just look at who's our president. He arguing on Twitter, and these crackers call you nigga. And you wonder why we bitter. I'm not trying to blame the system, I'm just saying how we living. Fight the power is the message we gon' still deliver. You're fearless, be fearless. That's why
I'm talking about my son's life. And I'm talking about the lives of other black kids. Do what the hell you want to do. Go ahead. But you can't silence me.
Yo. Now in the truth, what we grapple with. I'm king of the turf, how I tackle it. They burn leaves, but all roots lead to African. The rhymes non-divine, God power, what I grab within. Pain is all wrong if you ain't accurate. Same plan, divide and conquer, how they fashion it. This ain't no accident, law system shit. They know all about that trafficking. Since slavery days, free labor like a drug scave, minimum wage, warfare tactics, took it right off the page, fam, lead that line, it leads right in the maze, facts, greed leading the blind, real change when the people align, seen pigs commit hellacious crimes, under guise of a servant protect, the power used to shield them we can never respect,
listen,
never.
I grew up drinking Poland Springs, but that shit come from Maine. Redirection not the same. We don't know you. What's your game?
What's your game?
Mislead us.
That's what you want.
Make us think you give a fuck. Infiltrate, implement until we self-destruct.
Boom.
Kill our leaders, the only ones we ever known and had. And when we defeated, they go and brag. Implications for my teacher, I should curtail my aggressions, bitch.
Fuck it, bitch.
You blinded by the light.
The fuck
up. All you see is white. And anyone who look like me could never move right. Right?
That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. And so we live up to the hype, but the hype is what they write. So we victimized by the perimeters that they set down. This
that.
Shit enough to get you vexed. And the randomized killings don't connect. And when you don't recognize what's the root, how can change take shape when it's all the same loop?
We stuck tell in the loop. You often hear me refer to the loop. That's because we all in the loop. And we stuck in the fucking loop. You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to be in no motherfucking loop.
Change. Another black man slain, but you focus on the looting and riots. same media games. Another queen is slain by these crooked cops. And if the murderer is convicted, revolution still won't stop. From the schools to the cell blocks, we breaking down systemic racism and enable us as down with it. From Mayor Baldwin to Chief Zach Brown, constant letdowns. I lost all my respect now. We've been upset now. Go do your research. I pray for better days, but I know this war gon' get worse. And if you silent right now, you really speaking volumes. So keep your ass on that side when you see the outcome. We take a knee and you put it on our necks. Now you really about to witness why you fear us as a threat. Enough. Our people demand justice. Your people demand justice. Enough. Black people demand justice. This the product of the hate that you brought us. Enough. My people demand justice. Your people demand justice. Enough. Black people demand justice. This the product of the hate that you brought us.
Yeah. My vision is blurry. Raise your fist when you near me. Who the judge and the jury? The way I see you politicians been planning to kill me. Policemen loading ammunition with bullets to fill me. Hope you shield me. See, I'm the product of a black man's struggle. The last man huddled. I'm puzzled in this concrete jungle. We took a knee and now these critics wanna burst your bubble. But in return, we couldn't breathe and my approach ain't subtle. It's the American dream. What they claiming to be. Serving work to the fiends. What they want you to be. You kill a brother with the same skin colors. We all suffer. The mothers of every child are taking mouths to recover. We bleed. The blood of kings, the blood of change, the blood of youth. They give you lies, exploit the real, ignore the clues. Hang you to dry with Confederate flags, even noose. The plot of your deeper is evils behind hidden truths. Enough.
My people demand justice. Your people demand justice. Enough. Black people demand justice. This the product of the hate that you brought us. Enough. My people demand justice. Your people demand justice. Enough. Black people demand justice. This the product of the hate that you brought us.
Say their names. Ahmaud Arbery, Tamir Rice, Mike Brown, George Floyd, I Am You, Eric Garner, Philando Castell, Jordan Davis, I Am You, Stephon Clark, Trayvon Martin, Sean Bell, I Am You, Amadou Diallo, Sandra Bland, Arthur Sterling, Oscar Grant, I Am You, Black Lives Matter.
This is where it began. This is where the fuse was lighted. The dusty corner in an old neighborhood of modest homes and new low-priced apartments. It began with the arrest by white officers of two young Negroes, one on a charge of drunk driving, the other his brother, his passenger. Their mother, who lives nearby, came to the scene. There was an argument. There was a scuffle. By then, a crowd of several hundred Negroes had gathered. The story of police brutality quickly spread through the community. Up the street, a block or so in that direction, a church where Negro leaders pleaded for peace and were rejected.
I'm sick and tired of lying Karens, who phone calls always lead to black crying parents. Our black boys in the street, man, we need some answers. Emmett Till was the start, and you saw what she tried on my man in Central Park. And that don't stop it, Karen. That go for Bob and Esther. Just mind your damn business. How about that gesture? Cause when you cry wolf, they gon' come look. Cause they don't see a black man, they just see a
crook. We went from wailing the songs and suits to flailing elbows and palms and boots. I'm calm, don't shoot, streaming chaos. The blessings of the ancestors keep me balanced. It's always been some silent ops that left some bricks on pallets. Fresh out the barracks, recruits know not what they inherit. These garish games of power, two-party bad marriage. Born in equity, justice is the rarity, and parity is governed by the Pharisee.
Yo, let me add a little clarity. They kill a black man, so we peaceful protest and still catch assault and battery. Charges, regardless of all their barbarity, seen in real time, you can view the disparity. Tear gas and rubber bullets shot in the crowd while Donald Trump, bitch ass, steady tweeting aloud for popularity. Sick outside is high stakes, so tell your brother man, stay safe and make
I'm
it home.
I'm sick inside of black men with cell phones getting shot, but a white man fully equipped with a shop walks in the Capitol building, isn't stopped, and yells in the face of a cop without a mask, cause this shit is too hot. I mean, really, y'all don't see the problem? Are y'all that silly? I guess that's what it is when you fight for what you believe. But let me drop to a knee and I'm a son of a bee, ain't that some shit?
See a lot of statements, but I'm dismissing them. For real. Don't put up pictures of plaques, switch up curriculum. Don't wish for something for blacks if you're not spending some. Don't hide away when the flag swing back the pendulum. This won't last, headlines are turning another way. Election day, deception wins, you grieve naivete. But for now, just take a knee and make the ground sway. My kids is watching, I'll be damned if I don't make a play.
When caps took a knee, all the white people cried. When the cop took a knee, another black man died. Think about it. Ahmaud Arbery took the jog, but he never made it home. Don't you think it's kinda odd that they never said a word? But when word got out, how quickly they lied, cause they freaking outside. Dog, if that was you and I, one of us is getting fried, the other one is serving life, and that's without a doubt.
More than 1,500 people were in the streets, many hurling rocks and bottles at the police or anyone else, some attacking the cars of people, white or Negro, who just passed by. 15 citizens injured, 19 officers hurt, none seriously, 31 arrested, 12 juveniles. More than 100 police rushed to the area, sealing off 8 square blocks in an effort at quarantine. The rioting subsided, then began all over again shortly before dawn. KNXT's camera car was hit by rock throwers early in the battle, then later tipped over by a mob of young men and set afire. Of violence and senseless stoning of cars and shops.
Progress.